Hey there. I guess we're going to just go right into this. We got Captain Kale on the line, and Kale's out on the water. And what's going on out there, Kale?
Hey, it's no fun if you don't jump into it feet first, right?
Yeah, I think this was a head first dive, but, you know. So, what's it like out there? I've been stuck in the store all day.
Harbor has been almost a sheet of glass today, which has kind of been nice. We were out there looking for some tarpon in the upper harbor, and that sure has made it a lot easier to find them.
Oh, yeah? How's it been going out there?
No tarpon today. I think we caught every catfish and shark in the county, though.
Really?
Yeah, the marking tarpon all day long. A few rolling here and there. Most of them stuck to the bottom. They just did not want to come up and eat today.
Well, I've been hearing that from a couple people that, you know, right about now, yeah, it's about 3 o'clock, is right about now is when the bite would actually start getting on. The tide just starting to go out pretty good?
It's actually starting to come in pretty good now.
Wow.
But that makes sense. 10 minutes after I leave, that's usually when they start tearing it up.
So what did you do today?
Basically just drifting big thread fins, free line behind the boat. A lot of catfish out there. Really hard to get to the tarpon through all the catfish. Lots of little black tips out there, too. We did manage to latch into about a 6-foot bull shark and actually managed to land that on monofilament, which was kind of nice.
That's real good. That's a one heck of a battle, especially on a, you know, just a spinning rod.
Yeah, definitely.
And so you're out on an instructional trip today or just a fishing trip? Or?
A fishing trip on a client's boat. We're out here with Lon today and tomorrow. Tomorrow I think we're going to head south and see if we can do some redfish and stuff tomorrow.
Okay, where are you at now?
Coming up the canal back to his house. We're getting ready to go under the bridge by Robert's house.
Oh, okay. Now, how far down south did you get today?
We never went below the upper hole. Well, we started at the bottom of the 20-foot hole and just kind of drifted back up on through with the tide.
All right. No, I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, what area of the harbor, you know, going on, where it's been going, but trying to get a feel for what's going on out there.
Well, definitely plenty of tarpon, you know, in the upper harbor. Getting them to eat is always something else, but there's plenty of them out there, that's for sure. I mean, it was just solid fish under the grass all day long today.
Were you seeing them roll?
They were rolling when we got out there in the morning. Then about 11 o'clock, they quit rolling completely. So I don't know if we had a morning feed and missed it or an afternoon feed and didn't stay out long enough. You know how it is with tarpon. No matter what you do, you're probably wrong.
Better be lucky than good any day.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to that. So I would much rather be good. Luck runs out. Skill doesn't.
Okay, and I'm supposed to go where with this?
Nah, I don't know where you can go. There's a million places you can go. Wherever you go, let me know if there's any tarpon there, would you?
I sure will. Good point. So, but it sounds like you guys are a good spirit. Lon's a lot of fun to fish with.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You guys always have a good time. He's a regular with you. For those of you who don't know, it's Captain Kale on the line, and he's out. Kale does two types of trips. You can hire Kale to take you out in his boat and go catch fish and stuff like that. Or you can hire him to go in your boat, either an instructional trip or just a regular fishing trip. Like if you have friends down, you want to catch some extra fish, Kale gets on the boat with you and you can hire him to do that. So what else is going on?
Lots and lots of bait in the upper harbor from the 41 bridge down to... if we probably would have followed it, probably bait all the way down to Burt's store. So lots and lots of bait in the harbor. You really The only bad thing is it's out in the middle, so you're trying to run and gun and rodeo it up, but that can be a pain in the butt if you don't have a good quality cast net that sinks fast. But I think little sharks are the ticket right now. There's so many 3 and 4 foot black tips out there, it isn't funny. Get out there with some steel leader and some light tackle and have an absolute blast.
Well, it sounds like a heck of a good time. It's one of my favorite things. I think they're amazing the way they scream away with all the line. It's like bonefish. They're just fast, powerful, furious.
Yeah. It's a great fight, fast runs. Yeah, and the nice thing is you think you have a tarpon on for that first 3 seconds, so heart rate goes up, your blood pressure goes up, and then, you know, you don't have all that work involved that you do with a big tarpon.
No. So, anyway, I've just been kind of curious what's going on. We have a new landline for radio fishing, and one of the big problems we've had with getting these reports up is taking over an hour to get my phone to Bluetooth to this other phone connection. So now we actually have a real hard line, and we can make calls anytime we want. So, anyway, Kale's our first person to do interviews over our new hard line, and thank you very much for the thing. Anything else we can go over, Kale?
Not that I can think of. It's a good time of year to keep an eye on the radar and keep an eye on the clouds, because those summertime storms are starting to roll in.
Oh, yeah. They've got thunderstorms, listed for every day but a couple days this week. And then when you look close, it's all 20 and 40% chance afternoon storms.
Yep.
And it they're not really that widespread unless it's on top of you.
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be one of those days you really got to watch it. We're probably going to run down the Placida. And this is a good time of year to get stuck down in Placida just because the harbor's full of storms. So, got to be extra careful tomorrow.
Well, good luck with that. And theoretically, we'll give you a call tomorrow and find out how everything's going.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
All right, Kale. Well, as I say, this is Fishing Frank in the chair and Cap Kale on the phone. And another Radio Fishing. Thanks for the reports, Kale. I really appreciate it. And you guys click the logo right next to this interview. Get on Captain Kale's site. And book him on your boat, book him on his boat. Get out and go fishing with Captain Kale. And this is Fishing Frank saying thank you guys and bye-bye.
You still there?